What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. I want to shout out to Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, Young Law Firm. We know we live on dangerous roads in Weld County in the northern Colorado area. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact, and that's Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm at trialproven.com. That's trialproven.com. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, our Broncos insider, Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos. Zach, are you learning any more since the last time we talked? Coach opening up a little bit more to you guys?
I don't think Sean Payton's going to open up to us much at all. And that's the way he likes it, Brady.
And it seems like it's going to work. He's creating some Frankensteins over there, some monsters over there, Zach. That's the plan. He's shutting everything down so that when he comes out for training camp, we're all going to be in awe.
That's it. And the Broncos will be rocking and rolling. And then maybe he'll open up once they go 17-0. I think that's his plan.
That's the plan. And you know what? You can't win them all if you don't win the first one. And so we're getting dangerously close to training camp, to the first game, all of that. I know it's June, but I've got football in the back of my mind, Zach. It's just always there. I'm really excited to see what this all does, because last year was so weird with Nathaniel Hackett. We were excited, but perhaps we should have seen the red flags, but now there's a lot of unknown, but there's still some amount of confidence going forward.
Yeah, there certainly is. And look, when you look at Sean Payton, he had four losing seasons over 15 seasons. When he got to New Orleans, they were a bottom of the league team, and he turned them into a playoff team immediately. The first year he came in, and not just took a bad team, a team that was worse than the Broncos this past year, believe it or not. I believe New Orleans had 3 wins the year before he got there. He turned them into a 10-win team and made the playoffs his first year there. But also, he took the second worst offense in the NFL from the 2005 Saints, and he made them a top 5 offense his first year there. Now, a big reason and a big thing that helped was Drew Brees got there that offseason as well, but he was able to take Drew Brees and make him from a good quarterback that he was with the Chargers to a Hall of Fame quarterback. He was able to do that, and that's exactly his task with Russell Wilson. Can he turn Russell Wilson in this offense from the worst offense in the NFL last year to, they don't have to be top 5, but they're top 10. This team is making the playoffs. They're average. This team is probably going to have a winning record. Can he do that? His only one time of experience shows that, yes, he's very capable of doing that.
Well, one of those guys that could possibly help him, talk to us about Greg Dulcich, Zach. Coach really going off on this guy, saying this guy could be the next big thing. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest takeaway from last week. And because Sean Payton talked about him after practice and mentioned he had good practice, I'm able to say that, yes, I can confirm that, Brady. Greg Dulcich did have a good practice, and we were able to watch last Thursday. Greg Dulcich had multiple catches, including a deep pass over the middle of the field, which was just, he was wide open. That is so encouraging, because up until last week, Brady, we hadn't heard Sean Payton say really one thing about Greg Dulcich, and this was the Broncos' second pick in the draft last year, and to just not have him be a part of the offense would have been a big-time bummer. But no, Sean Payton not just likes him, but really likes his fit in this offense. He said that it looks like he's going to play the Joker role for this offense, and he says that the Joker role for him is never a wide receiver. It's either a tight end or a running back, and some of the guys who have played that Joker role for him in the past have been Alvin Kamara, Reggie Bush, and Darren Sproles, 3 electric players. And what that Joker role means is it's a piece that can take advantage of a defense. Whether you put the Joker out there, and then depending on what defense is out there, that allows you to then put that Joker in an advantageous situation. And with Greg Dulcich, that might mean lined up as a tight end. That may mean spread him out. That may even mean put him in the backfield. And Greg Dulcich, what that really means for Greg Dulcich is he is going to be used in this offense like a chess piece for Sean Payton, a very versatile guy. And we've seen Sean Payton have a lot of success with young tight ends. He worked with Jeremy Shockey, he worked with Jimmy Graham, and he worked with one other tight end that's slipping my
was
name.
Was it Witten? Zach, was it
yes,
Witten?
Okay. Yes, and Jason Witten. He worked with all three of those guys who, by the way, combined for 20 Pro Bowls in their career. But he worked with all three of those guys at the start of all of their careers. And in those 8 combined seasons for those guys, they averaged over 800 receiving yards and over 70 catches per season as young guys. And now Sean Payton's getting his hands on Greg Dulcich at a young age. If he can get him anywhere close to that, oh boy, was Greg Dulcich a massive success, and will he be a monster piece for this offense? So it is really encouraging.
Well, and so much of his, you know, his first season, he was dealing with injuries, and obviously we know what the offense was. So I was so excited about this guy coming out of UCLA, thinking, man, Denver might actually get a game-changing tight end that could do it for a long time here. But that excites me to hear those comparisons, to hear what his role might look like, because there were glimpses last year where we saw him make some plays, make some receptions, catch a couple of touchdowns, and you thought, this guy could actually have it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And in fact, when he was healthy, which was a big if and when last year, he was able to be one of the best tight ends in the NFL, Brady. I mean, there was a stretch, I believe his first 6 games when he came back off the IR last year, where he was 3rd in the league in receiving among tight ends, only behind Travis Kelce and George Kittle. I mean, those were the names that he was with. Now, he did get injured at the beginning of the season. He got injured in the middle of the season as well. So health is going to be a massive thing for him. But even in last year's offense, Brady, when nothing was going right, when Greg Dulcich was healthy, he was right, and he was the bright spot of this offense. And then, of course, Jerry Jeudy at the end of the season finished strong. But, I mean, those were the only 2 glimmers of hope from this offense last year. And to now get the Sean Payton boost and see what Greg Dulcich can do, it is very exciting. And your mind does think, okay, could Greg Dulcich turn into be that second-tier tight end in the entire NFL, you know, behind Travis Kelce, George Kittle? Could he kind of be fitting in that 3-5 spot? It's not crazy to think.
No, it's really not. And I would be excited to see. It really excites me to hear him talk about a player like this, because that's one of them that I've had circled for the last 2 years now, looking at this guy, thinking he could be a game changer for the Broncos. Zach, talk to me about realistic chances that the Broncos could potentially land a DeAndre Hopkins or even a Dalvin Cook. Is that realistic?
No, not specifically with DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins, it really looks like he has his eyes set on wanting to land with a Super Bowl team. And despite Jerry Jeudy saying last week on Brandon Marshall's podcast that the Broncos are a Super Bowl team, I think outsiders say, I don't think that's the case right now. And so what you don't want to happen with DeAndre Hopkins is him to end up with the Kansas City Chiefs. You'd much rather see him end up with the Buffalo Bills, or really even more so than that, just go to the NFC. But it seems like he's really kind of narrowing in on Buffalo or Kansas City. And with Buffalo signing Leonard Floyd today, that is not good news that they're just going to have enough money to pay DeAndre Hopkins. But I don't think that the Broncos are realistically in the DeAndre Hopkins sweepstakes. Now, if Sean Payton wants to continue to shake up the wide receiver room, which they were open to. They were open to trading Jerry Jeudy. They were open to trading Cortland Sutton. They weren't going to give those guys away, but they were open to it. If he really wants to shake it up, that's how you do it, by going and getting DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think that's going to happen. I do think DeAndre or Dalvin Cook is a little more realistic, But Brady, I just keep getting blown away with Javonte Williams' recovery. We saw him again for a second straight week out there practicing, and he's doing even more in practice. I expect him to do even more this week and next week during mandatory minicamp when the Broncos have that. And if Javonte Williams truly is ready to go week one of the season, he's a full participant, ready to be 100%, you don't really need Dalvin Cook. Now, I'm still just a little hesitant that Javonte is going to be 100% for week one and going to be a Javonte Williams that we know and that he was just tormenting defenses with, specifically his rookie year. But if he is that, then the Broncos don't need Dalvin. But he still is a realistic option because not only the George Payton connection, George Payton drafted him, George Payton gave him his second contract when he was there in Minnesota, but also what a better way to bring Javonte Williams back by saying you don't have to carry the load. In fact, we're going to bring Dalvin Cook in, and we have Samaje Perine to help you. I think that might be ideal for Javonte Williams' return to football and making sure that he doesn't rush anything. But just with the way Javonte is going, it's excellent news for Javonte.
Yeah, no question. Man, if he can stay healthy and be back in full force, Javonte Williams, Greg Dulcich, I like that combo there. That could be really fun to see if they could spark with the tight end running back position this offense. Zach, my man, appreciate you. Love following you. Fans are desperate for news. You're giving them what you can, so we appreciate it, my man.
Of course, Brady, and I appreciate being on. Love giving little tidbits that Broncos are giving me to or allowing me to say.
Hey, we're soaking those up like a sponge right now, man. We're hungry. We're starved for some Broncos news. We'll talk to you next week, my man.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brady.
All right, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. 46 minutes after the hour, we need to jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.